Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. the Love Zone USA, where you can live and learn. Listen to your heart, and we live and learn. It's a show where we try to educate, elevate, and entertain. My name is Mike T, and I'll be your host this evening, as always. And we have our producer. His name is Tony D, Tony Diamond. He's going to be on the MP3s playing the music. And as we always try to do here, you either learn through our guests, you learn through the conversations of our listeners, you can learn something from even myself. I have opinions from time to time. And most importantly, we bring on these guests because they are the experts in the field. And that's what it's all about, for them to lend some insight to you, the listener, and help you on this navigation of dating. We feel strongly here inside of the Love Zone that if you have the right, roadmap to dating, then you can pursue relationships and eventually marriage and be on the right track. We feel that most marriages that break up for there are five reasons, but the main one is the fact that maybe there wasn't enough insight into dating. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand this. It's not that I'm saying that you have to date for 10 years to see if the person is right for you. It's proper dating and having the right information, the right insight to make the right choice. And if that makes sense, that's why we bring these guests on our show, so that you can get that proper insight from our guest, like I said, from myself from time to time, my opinions, as well as music. And yes, we do play music to try to coincide with educating you. Here inside the Love Zone, tonight's show is very special, as all of our shows are. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio. I always use the acronym BTR. Blog Talk Radio for featuring this show on the homepage today, because we feel that our guest is very special. And he'll be here in just a little while. His name is Dr. Gary Newman, and he's an expert psychotherapist. We'll talk about his background a little bit more a little later on. But the name and title of the show is Why Do Women Cheat? Well, he's written a book entitled Connect to Love. And this book was written for the sheer purpose of interviewing, you know, many women and getting insight. What you can do today with the advent of Google and the internet, and people can stay anonymous and give you some insight through this book of how to keep your relationship on the right track. So we felt it was going to be very interesting information, along with information that I hope he'll share from some of his many other books that he's written. And we're going to talk about that tonight. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Most of all, we're going to open up the phone lines a little later on so you can participate. We always encourage participation, so we're going to give out the telephone number if you don't know it already, 347-539-5729. Don't call in just yet, because after our guest has a chance to lend some insight, we'll allow you to speak to him live here inside the Love Zone USA. So getting back to our subject, why do women cheat? From a survey standpoint, because we've talked about this before on the on our show, but this gives a new twist to it when you've surveyed the actual women in marriages who are discreet and made their statements. So I think we all can learn a lot from tonight's show. And on that note, I'm going to kick things off right now with some music. So why do women cheat? Well, that's a question that's asked by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Same answer as why do men cheat? Question is answered simply by the title of this song. Here inside the Love Zone USA, let's kick it off with Where Is the Love?
Where is the love? Perry, and when I listen to love songs, I listen to Love Zone USA with Mike T. Doesn't get any better.
Mr. Phil Perry here inside the Love Zone USA, one of our initial guests here on this show, the first year that we started. And, you know, I was just, I am in my producer, and we were talking back and forth, and it just dawned on me, you know, I got to get ready for next year. That will be my 35th year in radio. 35 years I've been doing this. So I guess I know a little bit of, little something about this, huh? Yeah, we haven't talked about that. So next year will be my 35th year, and we're going to have to plan something pretty huge for that because I've made it that long. And that is going to, because I did the numbers on it, and I old Jake Jordan and Jeff Dixon, who managed a group called Slave, I have to thank him. He was my first program director and thought enough to hire me at WNJR. And we're going to have to talk about that and do that next year. Yeah, 35 years in radio, to be exact. Started out at WNJR many, many years ago, and we'll have to post up something on our website as well so you can see the early pictures and me in the studio. I have a couple of those on my Facebook page, so we're going to have to put all that together. I never even talked about that to my producer. It just dawned on me one day that it's been a while since I started this. So I guess I'm dating myself. In any case, tonight's show, like I said, it's called Why Do Women Cheat? And it's by a gentleman who's written a book that we're going to be talking about upon his arrival. And really has a lot to do with connecting to love. And I get it. That if you do the research on the negative, then you can extract from that a lot of information that people can work by to transform their relationships by having that information to know which road not to go down. So it makes a lot of sense. So I think you're going to get a lot of insight from tonight's show. So we hope and trust that you stick around with us. We're going to make sure that we try to do everything on the Love Zone USA to keep you in the loop. Now let's get to some, maintenance. If you want to go to our website, thelovezoneusa.com, click on the broadcast tab, and there you can go and click on the, emblem there, the Blog Talk Radio emblem, and you'll be able to see visuals that we'll be showing from time to time, as well as hear the broadcast, because there's another button where you can hear the broadcast. And the telephone number is there just for those of you who, you know, don't think I promote it enough or announce it enough. It's right there on our website. So if you go to the broadcast tab, follow the directions, you'll be quite okay. And we are planning some real interesting, or I could say, for the rest of the year, some very huge celebrities who are going to be stopping by this show. And one I'm working on with a good friend of mine, my attorney, that's never been done before. And not that I've ever done it, or on the stations that I've ever worked, or actually in TV or radio. I don't know that this has ever been done. We're going to talk about that. But bottom line, it's an interview that I'm going to do, or a champagne toast that we're working on, with not only the artists, but their producer. The artist and the producer. And both of them are huge in the music industry. Both are huge. I think it would have been incredible to have Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones together. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring the producer and the artist on the show. That's something we got planned for you and in store. And we're going to talk about next week's show when I return. But right now, let's get into some more music. And this one's entitled, Let's Get Married. It's by Jagged Edge, here inside the Love Zone USA.
loving. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah.
Think about
all the years we put in this relationship. Knew we'd make it this far. Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart. And I can't stand the thought of losing you.
Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Yeah, the remarkable So Death remix. J.E., y'all. Run DMC to the beach, y'all. To me, y'all know my name.
The Love Zone USA.
Just fine.
Yeah. Ever since you met me, keys to the Bentley, now they call you the priest's wife. I'm the type of guy that take you out and buy that ring with the rock that'll break your arm.
Yeah.
Players won't try that, now you can't deny that. Triple dump rams to the bars I call.
Yeah, Jagged Edge, and Let's Get Married. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're promoting. That's what we want to happen for those of you listening to this show. Marriage. There's nothing wrong with it when it's right. But in order to get it right, I think you need insight. You know, we got books on how to get a job, how to buy a car, how to build a house, how to remodel a house. And when I walk down Barnes & Noble's, you know, the aisle there and all these bookstores. Nobody's, you know, really concentrating on finding the right mate. Finding and keeping the right mate. Sure, you know, there's books on parenting, all that good stuff. Yeah, people write around relationships and all of that good stuff, but, you know, we're trying to get to the heart of the matter of correcting the divorce rate. And I think you do that on the front end. And many of the psychologists, doctors, and guests that I brought on said, that's correct. Not me. Don't take my, you know, I give my opinion sometimes. I'm no guru. But many of the specialists that I brought on the show have said that's correct. So that's where we want to concentrate and try to find and disseminate information that's going to help you choose the right person that is part of our four C's on this show. And you know we talk about them all the time. And what are the four C's? Well, should I throw that out there as a prize for somebody to win, to call in, and see if you know what the four C's are? I'll give you one of them, compatibility. Compatibility. Are you compatible with your mate? Do you know? And that's a broad subject matter. That is a very broad subject. I'll give you two of them. Commitment. Commitment. When we had Terry on the show, rating, I think a week after we had him as a guest, his 25th or 27th year in marriage, I asked him, What would he say the solution to his marriage is in lasting so long? And you can go back and listen to that show because all our shows are archived on our iTunes. And that was like, I want to guess around the third or fourth show that we did. And what he said, and I'll never forget it, he said commitment. So compromise and commitment. I gave you two. There are two more. We're going to talk about those before we go, but you know what? Our guest is here, and with no further ado, I am going to bring our guest on. Before I do, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she said our guest, Mr. Dr. Gary Newman, is one of the most memorable guests on where she referred to him being on her show, and one of the best psychotherapists in the world. That's right. He's a licensed psychotherapist and a rabbi and author of the acclaimed New York Times best-selling book, The Truth About Cheating, and his newest book, Connect to Love. And he's been requested on Oprah Winfrey Show many, many times. He's made appearances on Today, Good Morning America, Dateline, The View, The Early Show. So he's been around the circuit, as they say, in our industry. And I think one of the things that I got from his many, many books, you know, he's been the author of Emotional Infidelity, How to Affair Proof Your Marriage, and 10 Other Secrets to a Great Relationship. One that I think is real important, and we've touched on this on various shows in the content, helping your kids cope with divorce. That's a big one. That's a big one. So when you get ready to do that divorce thing, as we had a show a few weeks ago with Raul Felder, the attorney, you guys need to contemplate that. So with no further ado, I want to bring our guest on so he can lend his insight to you tonight. And we're going to try to navigate through this roadmap of relationships. And the one that's most interesting to me is, why do women cheat? We don't talk about that often. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here's our guest, Dr. Gary Newman. Dr. Newman, are you with me?
I am. Thanks for having me on, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Newman, I am doing absolutely fine, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have you, on our show.
Great, great. If I call you Mike, you can call me Gary.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Then on that note, I'll bring you back with some of our other guests. We'll have a panel of first name. Like Raul said, if we're on first name basis, maybe we can be uncles.
There you go.
So before I start off, what was really interesting to me was the fact that not only are you an author, a psychotherapist, but an ordained rabbi, one of the things that I found interesting, it says you subscribe to the Jewish ideal and value of shalom, and if I mispronounce this, you can correct me, shalom bayit?
Shalom bayit, yeah. Peace in the home, yes.
Right. And I think if people have peace in the home and harmony, and they can find that harmonious relationship, then you're probably, I'm going to say, 80% there of having the right relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the elusive concept is how to find that peace. But sure, that's what it means. In the Jewish world, really, it means that you have to go into a relationship, any relationship, but especially your spousal ones, knowing that there's going to be compromises and sacrifices, and that obviously there's mutual back and forth, you know, but you have to go in knowing that in order to live with another human being, we have to make certain changes and certain sacrifices for the purpose of having that peace. And when we have that peace, we benefit greatly as a unit from that peace.
Well, that's huge. I think that's huge. And I want to get to the cheating piece, but before we do that, you know, I want to talk about, you have a 10 series, I understand, DVD on creating your best marriage. Could you tell our audience a little bit about that? We're going to talk about it during the course of the show, but, you know, I want to give them some insight to that right up front.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. It's just coming out. It'll be out in the next month. It's a mega project. It's a 10 DVDs per set, and it is to help people turn their marriage around. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years, done a lot of research. So everything I talk about tonight is not only the fact that I've, you know, dealt and helped thousands of couples and people, and also that I just celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary, thankfully, and so I've been blessed.
Congratulations.
With children. Yeah, I always say that, you know, we work hard and practice what we preach in order to get there. It's never an easy ride for anyone, but it's a wonderful, wonderful journey. And I wanted to, you know, reach people where they could actually look at me. You know, I think books are wonderful, but I really wanted to step it up. And being on the Oprah show 11 times and all the other things you said was really helping me connect with people in a way that the reading book form didn't. So I hope people you can go to newmanmethod.com. Newman Method, Newman is with the N-E-U-M-A-N method.com, and you can find out more about those DVDs. I think that it's over 7 hours of material, workbook, just great stuff. And I really have been doing this for many years. So it's basically, if you came to my office and I walked you through a process of helping turn your marriage around and making it much, much better, it's based on that research, and it really will change people's lives. So we're looking forward to getting that out in the next month. So I appreciate you telling people about it. And I'm sure we'll spend the next while talking about some of those specific principles that I discussed in my book and bring all together in the DVD set.
Absolutely. And Gary, since we're talking about this 10 DVD series and it's creating your best marriage, who would you say this would be most apropos for? Is it the newlywed, someone in the middle part of the marriage, or someone on a rocky relationship, or who would you recommend that this is really geared toward?
Well, you know, it's for everyone. Obviously, people, let's face it, who pick up self-help books, especially in the marriage world, they tend to feel their marriage is suffering. I wish if only people could pick up material and get, you know, my DVD set when things were not already sour and they were not in crisis, then of course they would have a much better, it'll be much easier for them to turn things around rather than stick their head in the sand and be surprised after years when things are bad. So the principles of a relationship apply to everyone. One of the things I did in my research project when I studied men, both faithful and cheaters, women, both faithful and cheaters, and other researchers, I'm always looking for the differences between what do successful couples do that failed couples do not. And you begin to find in research, in my research, some very clear indicators of what those successful couples did consistently that failed couples did not do and had lots of trouble. So I know how to, you know, pull people to those few nuggets that are really going to give them a lot of change for the effort that they put into it. Because the fact is, Mike, you and I, we can sit around and we can come up with 100 things that everybody, every marital couple or relationship should do. And they'd all be nice, but, you know, who's going to do 100 things? We have to find the things that I'm going to put my energy on that are going to make the most sense, that are going to make the most change in my relationship. That's what I'm always at.
And when I guess in your experience and your practices, when people come to you, like you say, when they put their head in the sand,
people come to me. I'm sorry. It's the old story of the woman who comes in and says about her husband, you know, I can't stand him. I can't stand the way he looks, the way he talks, the way he walks, the constant breathing in and out and in and out.
But this is the person she married. You know, there at one point it was lovey-dovey. He was Mr. Knight in shining armor. She walked down the aisle with him, and then, like you say, when they come to you at that point, it's all changed. And I guess one of those nuggets you're talking about helps that.
Yeah, all these nuggets help that. You see, and you bring up a great point is that you have to remember that this is someone that you fell in love with and that you want to spend the rest of your life with. So what that means is what I find is that counselors are out there trying to teach people all kinds of newfangled ways of communicating, all this kind of stuff. What we don't realize is we mess up our relationships by not giving them the attention and nurturing the way we do anything else that we want to be successful at. So let me give you one of the real big nuggets that I found in my research, okay? One of the big nuggets, if I may, was time. It was fascinating that women who were happily married said that they spent on an average, a daily average of 30 minutes of talk time with their spouse alone, uninterrupted, 30 minutes or more. People who were unhappy, they spent less than 30 minutes. Now, to make it even clearer to you, about 25% of happy marriages, they said they spent 60 minutes or more on a daily average of time alone. 25% of unhappy marriages said they spent less than 5 minutes a daily average alone. So once I started to plot it onto this continuum, I started to see that, you know, you can talk about communication and love and making love and all that stuff. If you're not spending time, when you sit and you think to yourself, how much time do I spend at work, being a parent, my career, my hobbies, my exercise, how much time do I spend just being with my spouse alone, uninterrupted, without the cell phone and the email and all the other stuff around me? And it's such a small portion. So I say to people, I say, look, if I said to you, Mike, what's it going to take to be to have a great show, to be a great parent, you're going to look at me and you're going to say, oh, Gary, heck, it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of energy and focus. But when I look at people and I say, what's it going to take to be a great spouse? You know what everybody does? They scratch their head. I don't know. We go out once a year. We don't. You know, it becomes vague. Well, anything
right.
that you're going to be successful at is going to take that focus and that energy. That's what I'm teaching people, how to take that daily time. Make sure there's one thing you walk away from this show today that you can change that will significantly change your relationship. On a daily average, I say 5 days, 4 to 5 days a week, you sit down with your spouse and say, this is too important for us to not spend the time. After we put the kids to sleep, or whenever it is, have 45 minutes where we just talk about nothing and we just hang out and don't talk about stress and don't talk about what we don't like about each other and just get back to liking each other and just sitting and chatting and being interesting as if we were dating with each other all along. And you'd be amazed a week later how you can look into your spouse's eyes and say, yeah, you know, I remember why I married you, darn it.
Quality time. One of the big nuggets, you're calling that quality time that the successful relationships have over non-successful. Quality time. Is that what I can take away from that?
Yes, quality and the quantity to the extent of the consistency.
Mm.
Too many people in a marriage, they think that if they, you know, go out with their spouse, with friends, or to somewhere out, you know, every other week for a couple hours, and we don't really have any real good communication in between, that's okay. We need consistent time to have the energy between each other. One of the big things I learned from cheaters, both men and women, for women it was less surprising to the community, to society, but for men, people were shocked, was everyone, they're not after the sex. That's not what they're after primarily. They're after the emotional attachment. We go out, and when we're not connecting with somebody at home, we are susceptible to do the terribly wrong thing of becoming emotionally attached to somebody else. All of a sudden, somebody at work is listening to me, and I'm listening to him or her, and that's not happening at home. All
wow.
I'm talking about at home are kids vomiting, and do we have the money for the mortgage next month?
Wow.
So, it doesn't make sense that person becomes alluring at work and they're not better, they're not prettier. Let me tell you, most men who cheated, okay, 88% of them said that the mistress was not better looking or in better shape than their own wife. So this concept that, oh, my goodness, I got to look beautiful and be in shape or else my husband's going to cheat, bunch of hooey. The fact is, it's the emotional connectedness that's going to help us continue to do the right thing and be responsible and have a great committed marriage.
Well, Gary, I want you to hold on to that thought because when we come back, we're going to take a music break. And I gotta commend you. Well, you know, I've done, I guess it's on iTunes, how many shows we've done. And we've only been on 2 years, 2.5 years. But I've never had any of the psychologists, therapists, doctors before ever say that men, when they cheat, have this emotional connection, because most of it's associated that we've heard and feel, and I think from a layman's aspect in the audience, is sex. It's sexual. But the emotion,
right.
What they're lacking at home. And I want to talk
Absolutely.
More about that and
okay.
Get into, you know, what I'm very interested in this, why women cheat from your perspective. And we're going to come back and talk more about that as well as other parts of it. So would you hang in there with me, Gary?
Yes.
All right. Okay. As we are going to continue with our guest, Gary Newman, we're going to give you a chance to talk to him as well, if you like. We're going to give out the number a little later, but there's some things we need to talk about with Gary, and we're going to do that. But right now, we're going to go into some more music and what he's leading up to and what this show is all about is you having a great marriage. So here it is, Compliments of Larry Graham, When We Get Married on the Love Song USA.
Darling, oh, when we get married, we'll have a big celebration and send invitations to all our friends and relations, and we'll have a ball. When the bells ring to tell the world I'm taking your hand, folks from all over will come to see the wedding we planned. We'll have a ball, dancing and all, when we get married. And whoa, we'll have a ball. And have a ball, and sweetheart will be as one. Let's wait and see. Our wedding day is not very far. Folks will whisper and they'll say how lovely we both are. And we'll have a ball, dancing in awe when we get married. You and me, when we get married. Me and you,
Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Loving you, it's really all that's on my mind.
What if the wife did that for her husband? Beyonce, dance for you. I guess he wouldn't have to go out to club, huh? Interesting. As I've always said, I wanted to marry the woman I would choose to cheat with, you know, because I always felt like, guys, this is just my opinion now, if a woman is that alluring to break up your marriage, everything you've built, your happy home, your kids, everything else, while you're dating, look for the woman you want to cheat with. That's my philosophy. Because if she can do all of that, then you need to be married to her. And I think, as we talk about celebrities, there was one gentleman who cheated and with the mistress. I think she was down in Colombia or something. And he eventually, I heard recently, got married to her. I got to remember who that was. I think it was a senator or somebody. But the reason I bring that up, because Dr. Jane Greer is going to be here next Thursday, and she's a nationally renowned relationship expert on marriage. And she's going to go into what we can learn from some of these celebrity relationships, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they just had their baby, Blue Ivy. Speaking of which, I'm a new grandpa as of Grandparents Day last Sunday. But right now, we're going to bring our guests back in, and we're going to talk about why women cheat. Yeah, why women cheat. That's one of the areas that I want to get into with our guest tonight, because of the fact that, from what I understand, and I'm going to ask him right now, he's done a survey of about 500 women, if I'm correct, and they were able to be discreet. And because of the internet, you know, versus face-to-face, you know, interviews, this research went on, and he got insight into 500 women as to why they cheat. And if I understand, Gary, they were all married or in relationships, or am I wrong on that?
Right. Well, first of all, congratulations on your grandfatherhood yet again.
Yeah, I'm trying to play that down. I guess not ready.
I can't get by that one.
I guess I'm not really ready to go there yet. I'm thinking, it wasn't a surprise.
I haven't blessed the grandchildren yet, but my wife reminds me, isn't it wonderful that some of the people we will love the most are not even here yet? So it's a wonderful thing to look forward to, and you should continue to be blessed and have a wonderful experience with that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And make sure
you write a book on it, because I'm new to this area. So, you know, I always say, give me a roadmap. Unlike most women think that men won't follow the map. Yeah, I'm ready to follow that one.
That's right. Many men are. So I did a survey. I did do very intense research online with hundreds of women. And all of them, when we say cheated, there's many different forms of cheating. I mean, I coined the term and wrote the book Emotional Infidelity years ago.
Right.
But for the purposes of research, we specifically meant physical cheating, physical inappropriate behavior in a marriage. So the women that I surveyed were not necessarily all married. They might have been divorced, but they all had been married and they had cheated. Now, what I found, first of all, you should know, which really broke the myth also about women compared to men, was that 39% of women physically cheated in their marriage. So everyone always talks about men being so high. Well, women obviously are cheating as well. After all those men who are cheating are not doing it with single women either, by the way. So, clearly, there's a lot of unfortunate behavior and a lot of people who are sad in their relationships. Now, there were three top things that affected women. It was clearly a combination of emotional and sexual dissatisfaction at home. By the way, when I say that, let's be clear, I'm not blaming the victim. I'm not suggesting that if you have a bad marriage at home that you have the right, or it explains or gives an excuse for cheating. That is, cheating is ugly. It's destructive to your relationship. It's destructive to your children. It leaves a terrible legacy behind. It's a mess. I mean, I tell people, you know, fix your marriage, or even better, to divorce and then go on with whomever than to cheat on your marriage. I mean, there are other options. But the bottom line was that time was obviously, we had spoken about already. Another big area was the area of appreciation. And this was a big area for both women and men who cheated, that they felt so underappreciated. We have a problem in our world with lack of appreciation. People think that we are only supposed to appreciate our spouse if they do something way above the call of duty. You know, if I'm just a hardworking parent and a hardworking career person, you know, you really want to get appreciated for that? Well, you're supposed to do that. Well, you know, even though I'm supposed to do it, I get married because I want the one person to look at me and say, I get how hard it is, and I appreciate and think you're great still doing it. And even though you're supposed to be doing it. So many people in marriages feel that no matter what they do, they just can't win. And I want to tell you that when you get to the point where you feel you just can't win, you are in a very dangerous area. Mm. So for women, I found that so many of them were unhappy in their marriages for so long, and they kept hoping for something to change, but they didn't necessarily do anything to cause that change. And they too, like men, were surprised when they were so taken with the emotional part of another man. Now, I want to add one thing, Mike, which I think is important that I found in my research, and that is the sexuality of women and how much the women in the research said that they too wanted sex like men do. We have this misnomer that men are into sex and women are not. And clearly, biologically, we work different ways. But let me just give you one fascinating stat that I found in my research that I think everybody needs to know. Women who are unhappy in their marriage said that they had sex on an average of about 4 times a month, which is, I thought, a little high in itself, but they were probably just pleasing their husbands, just trying to get through it, or they wanted sex. Women who were happy in their marriage, on an average, had sex 10 times a month. So can you imagine that a woman who's happy in a relationship is saying that she has sex double the amount than women who are unhappy? Because that's the point. Yes, women don't want just mindless sex, perhaps like some men could have, But if you have, if they have an emotional connection and they connection feel good with their man, they're right going to have a lot more sex because they want that just as much as the men. Only 10% of the women who are unhappy said that the problem with their sexual relationship was that the man wanted too much sex. That was a small part of it. Most of them, they wanted more frequency. It wasn't satisfying enough for them. So they were all over it. It's just a matter of talking, communicating, and developing that warmth so that if the sex goes beyond the bedroom, it's about us connecting and touching metaphorically and physically.
So Gary, help me out here, because you bring up a point. Well, if that survey said that most women wanted the sex more than men, now, and then when you're talking about dissatisfaction, they were dissatisfied. Now, if they wanted the sex more, and let's say I'm going to just reverse this for a second.
Yeah, I just want to stop. They didn't say they wanted more than sex, more than men, I'm saying. I'm just saying that women reported wanting sex just as men do, not necessarily more or less. But go ahead.
Gotcha. All right. And still taking on that point, when men cheat, usually the news, everything that's reported, you know, he's had a sexual affair, so you feel like there was something lacking in the relationship. You know there's something lacking. Then you point to possibly most laymen and the outside viewers outside the fishbowl are going to think, well, he wasn't getting enough sex, so he cheated. Now, you're saying when women are dissatisfied in the relationship, they go out and cheat, but it's surprising to them that they have this, one, emotional connection with the man, and two, they end up in a sexual relationship. So my thinking is, if men are cheating because they're not getting sex at home, what would you say to those women who are probably at the point that you described where they're dissatisfied, so you can make this communication and connection where he doesn't feel lacking and go out, or she, like you said, is hoping for things to change that she's not talking about, and then she ends up? What would you say to bridge that gap?
So this is what I want to say. First of all, the surprise for the female research was that women are cheating not only because of emotional reasons, but because of emotional and sexual dissatisfaction at home. Most people would think if she cheats, it's all about the emotion. It's not. It's about both. The surprise on the men's side was that it is a misnomer that men cheat for sex. Men cheat for emotional reasons and connectedness. Only 7% of the cheating men in my research said that they did it primarily because they were sexually dissatisfied at home. 48% of them said it was primarily because they were emotionally disconnected at home, and then the rest said it was a combination. So the number one reason was that it was emotional. So when I talk to people, when I say to people, what do you do in your relationship? I say, here's a few things you need to do right away. One, we talked about time. Make sure you have consistent time, like I said, 4 to 5, 45-minute periods of uninterrupted time where you can sit and chat and be with your spouse. Next, go out on a date night once a week, come hell or high water. Make sure that you're going out for a 2-hour minimum with your spouse alone, not with another couple. And on that date, I tell people, you can talk about anything you want. There's three things you cannot talk about on that date night: money, work, and kids. And I tell you, Mike, everybody looks at me and they all laugh and say the same thing. What are we going to talk about? I say, hey, you were falling in love. You were not talking incessantly about the stress of money, work, and kids. Not what got you there, not what's going to sustain you. Next, appreciate each other. Make a few appreciative statements or gestures every day, okay? Not a call and say, the mortgage is due, the kids are a mess, and by the way, I love you. No, I mean a gesture that is a simple hug, a kiss, get her a flower, get him a magazine, something small, something that says, I appreciate you, and tell him and her. And the last thing is the communication, that when you are sitting and have that time, listen to each other. You know, everybody's always talking about sharing. What we forget is that the most important thing that we want in life is we want somebody to hear us and to understand us. We don't need somebody to tell us what to do. We don't need somebody to tell us what we're doing is wrong. We just need somebody to listen and be interested. Ask follow-up questions. Just be with me and just be with me and just stay with me and just be interested in what I'm discussing or what I'm talking about for a few minutes. I'm telling you, you do those few things and you will be amazed how people can turn things around. Now, of course, we're putting it's not a Band-Aid. Obviously, we're putting a small amount of information over, you know, many books I've written and hours and hours of DVD. And so it doesn't just come to that. It's much more elaborative than that.
Right, right. And what do you say to the guy who says, you know, doctor, she's, you know, I tried, but, you know, she's not interesting. And you're asking me to be interested. I'm not interested in sewing and knitting and what do they call them? The girly movies? What do they call those movies? Well,
chick
girly...
flicks.
Chick flicks. Yeah, I couldn't get
it. Well, I say to that guy,
how do you help him?
Yeah, I say, look, most people are able to find middle ground. You know, my wife likes to go to sleep early, and I like to go to sleep late. I mean, you know, yes, everyone, but the gender differences and people are different. So obviously there are going to be things that we find different and interesting that the other one does not find. But we need to work on finding what our spouse finds interesting and learn new things. I say to that guy, what do you do with your kid when your kid begins to like violin and classical music and you hated classical music? You don't like it at all. What do you do? Well, you learn to love it or else you're not going to be close to him if it's something he's passionate about. And you also say to your wife, look, I want to learn more. I'll watch some chick flicks. You watch some sports with me. You know, whatever. Let's get into each other's stuff.
Compromise. We talk about it all the time. Compromise.
Compromise, but you gain through compromise. I think people, when they think compromise, they think, I have to go without.
Yeah, give up something. Yeah.
You know, you're not giving up because when you're in love, you learn things from somebody else. You know, I find that we can only learn by talking and sharing and going to somebody else's space that I don't know about. So I really grow as a human being when my wife shares something of interest to me that I, if I was a single man, would never look at. Well, now she has shown me something that expands my view of life, the way a person feels, information, whatever it is. I grow from that experience. We become a bigger soul, a bigger person by being able to go to different places. And I think if a man considers that, oh, I got married, but I just want her to jump into my box and do everything I want to do, you're going to be you're not going to be a multidimensional man because you're not going to allow yourself to grow. You grow by going outside yourself. That's what we need to develop as human beings. So women are very different than men and vice versa. And the more we can learn about other things, we are supposed to look back after 25 years and say, wow, I don't recognize myself. I would have been a very different person had I not met this particular individual. Now, the other side of that is a lot of times people want their spouse to do things for them, but they're not willing to get in and do it as a team. So a lot of times I hear so much where, you know, he wants me to do this and that and this and that, but you know something? Is he helping with the kids? Is he helping with cleaning? You know, I have a job, plus I come home and I'm taking care of the kids. You know, what is he willing to do to be a team with me so that we can both get more of what we want in this relationship? So I say to that guy, you got to have a heart-to-heart with yourself first, and then you got to have a heart-to-heart with your wife and say the words, this love and this relationship is too important to me to just put my head in the sand. We've got to find some way and start somehow to make things better no matter what. That's the commitment you were talking about at the beginning of the show. You know, commitment's a big word. and people don't know what it means. Well, that's what it means. It doesn't mean screaming at your spouse every time he or she does something wrong. And while I'm at it, I might as well add on the other 10 things that I'm really angry about because now I'm angry. It's about having the calm space to say, we have to make this work. How do we make this work in a positive way? And we can't just pretend it or ignore it for years and think that when the kids are grown, suddenly something's going to be different. That's not what's going to work.
Well, you know, you say we're waiting for this to change, and how do we make this a positive? It sounds like that's the conversation they're supposed to have before they come and they're stepping into your office. How many people actually do that, Gary? I mean, how many people have the rationale because they've let this build up? And as you said earlier, the woman is hoping for things to change. So it alludes to me that she's hoping but not saying something. So there's a lack of communication.
Or she's not saying it in a way that's positive. She might be angrily saying it. She might be annoyed. She might be hurt. Look, here are the statistics. You get married today, from my research, you have a 30% chance of having a happy marriage.
Wow.
Okay? Because you got about a half a chance, right? You got a 50% chance that you're going to get divorced on your first marriage. And of those who are married and stay married, about 20 to 25% of them say they're happily married. So, 30% say they're happily married. So you only have a 30% chance on your first shot. Keep in mind that when you get divorced, because you always think the grass is greener, your second marriage has a higher divorce rate than your first marriage. It's about in the 62% in that ballpark. And if for some reason you get divorced and you think it's safe to date and you marry a third time, you're up to about 70% chance of getting a divorce. Now, that doesn't mean that, obviously, there are 30% of third marriages that stay married, and it's okay. But it just means that we should be working on our relationships, because when we think we're going to trade in, trade up, do whatever, you know what we're really doing? We're taking our same crap in our head and our stuff, and we're moving it to somewhere else because it looks easier, but it catches up to us. You know, the whole concept of my life has been, and the Newman method is to empower people. When people come to me, I can't tell you what to make other people do, but I can help you confront yourself, look at yourself, understand yourself, so that you are empowered to change the destiny of your own life. That's what we should be about, and not just pointing the finger and blaming somebody else. We can change the energy even on our own, no matter what, in any kind of relationship. We just have to look at ourselves and say, what am I doing to put a smile on the face of my spouse on a daily basis? Am I even thinking that? Is that on my radar? Believe me, you know exactly what to do in order to make your spouse happy. Most of the time, I could say this to people. You also know exactly what to do to put a scowl on the face of your spouse. Which one are you choosing to do today?
Oh, yeah.
You got to look at yourself and decide that.
Well, I appreciate those statistics because we talked about them a few weeks ago, and you're absolutely correct. But I have one for you that I'm interested in, and we didn't talk about it. Older people who have never been married, a couple that has never been married. I didn't see the statistic, and I'm just asking just for general information. But let's say a person is 40, 50 years old, a couple meets. Neither one has never been married, but they've been in various relationships. Do you know of any statistic of what their chance of marriage is, or is that still falling into a first marriage statistic?
So
older and more mature.
Right. So the first answer is I don't know that statistic specifically. I don't know if it's been caught specifically for that age group. If it has been, I don't have it. But I will tell you that I don't imagine that it would be any different. Because people are people. This concept that as we age, we become wiser. It is true, but what happens a lot in our relationships is we are on a certain autopilot from our childhood, from the marriages we saw when we grew up, our mom and dad. We have a lot of stuff that makes us react in many different ways. It's the same way as saying somebody is naturally happy, naturally sad, naturally warm, naturally cold. I share feelings, I don't share feelings. That all comes from somewhere. It's not just genetic, although we might have predetermined genes. But So I don't care if you're 40 and 50 and 60 and never been married but been in relationships. The fact is that, of course, you might have lived life long enough and surely have learned some things along the way. But very often, people, their stuff continues in them, and we continue to behave certain ways unless we really confront and look at ourselves. It's like the midlife crisis, you know. You got people that have been married 20 years, and all of a sudden they're wigging out because their father died or something happened, and they realize, you know, they're starting to realize that life is, could mm-hmm. come to an end, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. it's making them nervous, and it puts them in a mindset where stuff comes out, and they start to behave in a way that people around them, it's very clear to them that hey, buddy, you know, what are you doing? It's obvious, but it's not obvious to the person.
The bucket.
So I think it's got to come back to your own view, looking in the mirror and really being honest with yourself. You know, where are you going and what are you doing to make your life better?
Well, I do want to come back and talk more about the women and touching on the cheating aspect. And I'm glad you brought up the point of appreciation, because I think you hit the nail on the head right there with the appreciation and the need to be understood. And I want to talk about more of why these women might have this dissatisfaction with men, so that we hopefully drive that point home to the guys who are listening tonight, and talk a little bit more about your 10 DVD set as well. So would you hang in there with me? All right, Gary.
Yes, I have another few minutes left.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to also try to include some of your questions. If you have a question for Dr. Newman, you can call now, 347-539-5729. That's 347-539-5729. We're going to go into talking a little bit more about why women cheat when we return with our guests. And here's one of those songs that depicts women cheating. Here's LJ Reynolds here inside the Love Zone USA.
You're a liar, cheater, a liar, and I bet you never thought that I'd find out that you've been cheating on me. You've been cheating on me. Found out that you were lying, and I bet you never thought that I'd find out, 'cause you've been cheating on me. You've been cheating on me, and I bet you never thought that I'd find out that you've been cheating on me. You've been cheating on me. Found out you were on the run, and I bet you never thought that I'd find out that you've been cheating on me. You've been cheating on me, and I bet you never thought that I'd find out that you've been cheating on me. Everything you did the other night,
you've been cheating on me.
Should have been here with me,
and I bet you never thought that
you could find out
that you've been cheating on me.
People talking all over town now, say that you've been messing around.
You've been cheating on me.
I don't want to let you go.
think about it for a while.
Like
That's the music of the late, great Phyllis Hyman. And the reason we played that song, because I want to go into this next segment. I knew Phyllis. I got friends with her through a mutual associate. And let me just tell you, before I close out this segment with Gary Newman, it was on June 30th, 1995, that she committed suicide. You know, she was found unconscious, you know, before she was scheduled to perform at the Apollo Theater. She died 3 hours later at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital. And her suicide note read in part, and let me read it to you. "I'm tired. I'm tired. Those of you that I love know who you are. May God bless you." She was 45 years old. A memorial service was held at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Manhattan. And the following week would have been her 45th birthday. So when we talk about women and their dissatisfaction, I know for a fact that she was dissatisfied with her relationship. I know for a fact. And, well, it's known throughout the industry that her manager was her relationship at the time that she committed suicide. So with that, I want to bring our guest on before we close out and ask him, Dr. Newman, Gary, could you tell men what they can do that could relieve or understand the signs of this dissatisfaction? And sometimes I think they get cold toward it, or they don't recognize it, or it's too late, so it doesn't blindside them. What can men look for and do to hopefully, from the survey that you've taken, relieve some of this dissatisfaction of women?
First of all, I learned in my research that when women feel that they're angry a lot at their men, that's a very bad sign. So if you feel that as a man that your girlfriend or wife, you just feel angry at you a lot, whether or not you say you're to blame, someone's to blame, it's destroying the relationship. It's an indicator that there's a problem. And I think that one of the things that marriage is supposed to be about as a family is a team. And if I have to say anything about the men, it's about a team. Because, you know, I love sports, play sports. Four of my five children are male, so we're big into sports. My daughter is as well. Obviously, she's got to fit in. And the concept of team is something I apply to a marriage. You know, if you have a team and one of the teammates is not pulling their weight, the team can sit there and say, "Hey, pull your weight," you know. And then when the person doesn't pull their weight, they can sit there and still say, you know, "Do it," and we're not helping. But then guess what? You're going to lose the game. It ain't going to happen. So the concept that no matter what my wife, my girlfriend is going through, you know, we're partners. I'm a team. You know, life is long. Nobody makes it to the 50-year mark without giving and taking. And instead of seeing the person as the enemy, they're not the enemy. You know, I always say to people, sometimes when they're talking to me, you know, "It sounds like you think she stayed up late last night thinking, how can I drive my man crazy? Is that what she's doing?" No. You know, she's just a person. She's got her weaknesses. She's got her limitations. And you've got yours. We have to say to ourselves that, you know, we could sit and focus on every negative thing about her, and she could do the same with me, and we'll both look ugly. But I have news for you. When you appreciate somebody like we do, when you focus on the positive, you can't imagine how inspiring and empowering it is when a man looks at a woman and says, "You look great. Hey, you know, you're brilliant. You're smart. I love who you are, what you do. Thanks for doing this for me." It's such an uplifting thing. We get married not because we want to be stripped down and told who we are not.
Right.
We get married because we want somebody to accept us for who we are. And when we do that, and what happens, it builds an energy and it comes back. She's more appreciative to you. You like that, and it goes back and forth. Energy builds on itself negative, but it also, luckily, it builds on itself positive. So just put away what's been going on and say, "I'm going to start working. I'm going to put my own needs aside for a week or two, and let me just show her that I can be kind and warm and inspire her. That's what women are looking for, and they react so incredibly powerfully to kindness and to warmth.
And my last thing is when you're saying get back to the dating aspect of it before you go, what can a man do to return to that place where he used to bring her flowers and, you know, everything he did to woo her?
Well, I think that we in marriages get far away from the dating concept. I think just being able to go out and have dates. As I said, I had 5 kids since my kids were little. I had a babysitter. I would go to her and I would say, listen, we picked a date night. And I'd say, I'm going to hire you that same night every week. And, you know, I'm going to pay you no matter what. So you can depend on it. And
gotcha.
My wife and I were forced to go out once a week. And during that time, we just went out to have fun and do something meaningful. Get back to those basics, and it really makes a big difference.
Gary,
I got to go. It's been a great pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, and I'd love to have you back again. Before you go, would you just tell everybody how they can get to your website and the information?
Sure. They can go. There's 2 websites, but you can go to NewmanMethod.com, N-E-U-M-A-N, Method.com, and also my site is mgarynewman.com, my own name. Everybody, really, it's been a labor of love to put together the Creating Your Best Marriage DVD set. So you can go there now and find out a little bit about it, and leave your name and get emailed information when it's out a month. I'm sure it will be of great help to a lot of people.
Hopefully we can have you back and talk more about it after it's released. Okay, Gary,
thanks
a million for stopping
by. Take care.
All right.
You will. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's our guest, Gary Newman, Dr. Gary Newman, psychotherapist, here inside the Love Zone USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope and trust that you've gotten insight from him. And his website, again, we're going to give that out before we go. But just remember, it's To Connect to Love. That's Gary Newman's new series that we want to promote. And we're going to put it up on our Facebook page tomorrow. We'll have that up on the Facebook page. And hopefully we'll have it up there for a couple of weeks on our website. Just have to change some things around. But you can go to our Facebook page and rest assured it'll be up there, the website. And that's www.facebook.com/TheLoveZoneUSA. And don't forget, next week we're going to have Dr. Jane Greer, who will be here. She's the nationally renowned relationship expert and marriage and family therapist. And we're going to talk about what we can learn from celebrity relationships, because they're in our face all the time. And with that, I'm going to get back to some more music with our producer. And let's get into some Maxwell here inside the Love Zone USA. For those of you who are listening to this show, I believe you're going to be real fortunate here with Maxwell.
Girl, I'm so glad you're was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet. I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's where the pretty girls hang. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, hug on, hey.
Take her to my mama house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we all in grave.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love. Some of your time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mighty sound of my man, Charlie Wilson. Yeah, there goes my baby. Prior to that, you heard Maxwell and Fortunate. Yeah, Fortunate. Oh, yeah. And you are fortunate to have that very special man or woman in your life. And you are working through the problems without a therapist, without a relationship expert. You are very fortunate because that is everybody's relationship or situation. Well, we are going to have that up on our website, our Facebook page tomorrow, so be sure to visit. And we're going to have the information regarding his 10-series DVD, Gary Newman's 10-series DVD, which is Creating Your Best Marriage. So be sure to check that out tomorrow. It's going to be there along with his website, a link to his website. So we're going to give you all of that. And don't forget, next week, we've got our special renowned relationship expert and marriage and family therapist. She'll be here, Dr. Jane Greer from CBS, ABC. She's been on Oprah. And she will be talking about what we can learn from celebrity relationships like Beyonce and Jay-Z and, should I say Ocho Cinco and Mrs. Lovato? Well, we're going to talk about a lot of the different celebrities, our relationships next week with our guest, Dr. Jane Greer. Well, I also want to say that it's been my pleasure to be with you tonight, and I would be remiss if I didn't say the name of my granddaughter. Not only am I a grandpa, it's a granddaughter, so I have my little baby girl finally in life. And her first name is Princeton. Princeton. Oh, yeah. That is real special. Princeton. That's her name. So, fellas, stay away unless you're listening to the Love Zone. I got to make sure that you're qualified before you can get to my granddaughter. You got to go through the 10 DVD series as well as every one of the shows that I'm recording before you can date my granddaughter. For real. So, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to be here this evening, and we hope and trust that you've learned and got some insight from Gary Newman and his approach to marriage and relationships and what women are dissatisfied about. Fellas, pay attention. Pay attention so we can hopefully correct the mistakes that we make. And we all make them. And on that note, I'm going to leave you in the hands of some music tonight that we have chosen specifically for the close of this show. We're going to do two songs, Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson, and then we're going to close with the group that was here last week, Champagne Toast and Tribute to the Stars, the Stylistics. And you know what? If you're in one of those kind of relationships that they talk about where you make me feel brand new, that's how we're going to close the show for you tonight. But before I start up with that music, I want to say in closing, I've enjoyed your company. Hope you've enjoyed mine. For those of you who did, I'll see you another time. Whatever you do, do it with two. It's more fun than one. And just remember, make her feel special. And ladies, make him feel special. Both of you, make each other feel brand new. As we close out, to all you pretty young things, here's Michael Jackson. See you next week. Same time, same place. Here inside the Love Zone USA.
Wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Russell Tompkins of the New Stylist. And when you've had a hard day's work and want to feel brand new, just listen to your heart, and it will lead you to where you're sure to hear our music, and you'll end up saying, "You make me feel brand new," on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Pray.